Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 8:15. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning. The water shutdown has begun in Johannesburg. Is that a good thing, or is that just more of the same? We wanted to try and understand what the situation is in terms of the water. Professor Anthony Turton, he's professor at the Center for Environmental Management at the University of the Free State. Good morning. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us again. How are you doing?
Good morning to you and the listeners. Thanks for having me.
So is the South African water infrastructure on the verge of collapse?
Look, I think in this case, we must be very, very circumspect about using the word collapse, okay? Rand Water is a very large bulk water supplier, one of the largest in the world. They are still relatively world-class in the way that they operate, even though they've had a lot of skills loss over time, but they still are very functional. What's happening today is, my understanding is that they are building redundancy into the system by linking one pipeline to another. Now, this is a good thing. This is something that is in the long-term benefit of all of the citizens. But these pipes are big. They're large diameter, and they cover hundreds of kilometers, if not thousands of kilometers. So they've got to be drained, and it takes quite a considerable time to do that. So, you know, let's not overreact to the fact let's not call this infrastructure failure. If anything, this is actually
a good thing.
Building in redundancy, which is a good thing.
In fact, my experience has been that whether it's City Power, Eskom, Rand Water, whoever it is, says, guys, listen, we are shutting down for X amount of time because we want to improve the infrastructure, that's something we should be supporting because it needs to be done, right?
Yes, I think we are living in a climate where there's a deficit of trust. I mean, this, I think, is the broad background against the South African situation at the moment. And because we're living in that deficit of trust, we tend to want to blame somebody for our woes. You must appreciate that water supply is a very complex value chain, and it starts off with getting water from the river, which is, in this case, Rand Water, processing that water, making it safe, which is not a simple task, okay, given the fact that our rivers are increasingly polluted with sewage, etc. So Rand Water does a good job of that, and they then distribute that to the various municipalities. Now, what happens is the municipalities are supposed to build in their own infrastructure beyond the control of Rand Water. They are supposed to build in storage capacity in their own systems, and this is what is failing. If there had been proper municipal planning, then there would have been an increase in the storage capacity over time, and we would be quite capable of absorbing the shock. But because there's been a lack of planning and infrastructure upgrade within each municipality, this is really where the crisis lies. Not so much at Rand Water, more at municipal level.
Right. So that's really where the problem is. What is the quality of our water like?
Look, you know, Rand Water as a bulk provider is governed by very tight regulations, and it is legally obliged to deliver water to its clients, which are the municipalities, to a standard known as SANS 241, South African National Standard 241. And if it deviates from that standard, then it is subject to legal jeopardy by its clients. So Rand Water generally provides water of a very, very good quality. But once again, remember that water now goes into tens of thousands of kilometers of pipelines at local level, large storage containers, reservoirs, et cetera, water towers. And those things haven't been upgraded for a while. So that's really where the problem lies. But, you know, the bottom line is that, yes, our infrastructure is under severe pressure in South Africa, water infrastructure particularly so. We've been through a municipal election. So we are now in a period of time between the municipal election and 2024 when we're going to have a national reshuffle, I think. And this is the time we must really start focusing our minds on what needs to be done, because we've got to mobilize about 1 trillion rand to invest into our water infrastructure, most of which is at municipalities. So municipal leadership is going to play a vital role in the refurbishment of our infrastructure in the next couple of years.
And do you think we're going to see more of these shutdowns then?
Look, I think the status of infrastructure in general is poor and deteriorating. So I think, yes, we are going to see that. Remember, this is a planned shutdown. And a planned shutdown would be fine if there was storage capacity in the system at municipal level. But now if you want to go to the complexity of that, since 1994, there's been a massive inward migration of people into Gauteng. And there's in general been very little forward planning or improvement of infrastructure to cater for those people. I'm led to believe there's about 1.5 million people that come in every 3 to 4 years. That's the growth, that's the expansion of the population. But there's not been a similar expansion of the storage capacity of the system. So the storage capacity is what we need to invest into. But I'll just say, I want to say two more things that people need to be acutely aware of in the next 3 days. Okay, the first thing that they need to be aware of is with a shutdown like this now, the risk of fire becomes a big problem.
Oh, gosh,
because your fire brigade or water for the fire brigades, it might not be available. So that is an important issue that people ought to be aware of. But the second thing now is that with the breakdown of water services, your sewers get blocked very, very quickly. So you are likely to see over a 3-day shutdown period significant blockage of sewers. And when the water comes back online, there's likely to be insufficient flow through the system to clear those sewers out. So we're going to see the cascading effect of this over a period of time longer than just the 3-day shutdown.
So how do we, what do we do?
Well, I think where people have got to their own on-site storage, they should have already stored that water because it's too late to store the water
now. Yes, I believe so.
If you happen to be blessed with a swimming pool or something like that, use that to flush the toilet, because at least then you can clear your own sewage blockage out. You know, don't drink swimming pool water that's not good enough to drink, but at least you can flush the toilets with that.
But if you
aren't blessed with access to a swimming pool and all alternative source of water, then I'm afraid you're going to have to tough it out for a couple of days, and you know, in all probability, you're going to experience the first acute problem will be the backed up toilet.
Right.
And that's going to focus people's attention very, very quickly.
Yeah, I would imagine. When they talk about all the notifications have said that there's only going to be around about a 25% reduction in water pressure. But the way in which it's being dealt with and spoken about certainly seems like it's going to be more than 25%.
Well, you see, once again, the way that the government communicates with people is very precise. You know, they can't create panic, etc. And they have to create the communicated message on the assumption that the system is engineered and designed and fit for purpose. So we have to get back to that concept of what is the design that's fit for purpose. In a city the size of Johannesburg, we would expect to have storage capacity in the system for a minimum of 48-hour period, absolute minimum of 48-hour period, in which case all you're going to then experience is a loss in pressure. But I did some commercial consulting work a while ago with some commercial real estate developers. They're developing, you know, large real estate office complexes, etc. And with that, we did an analysis of the Rand Water Pipeline and the Johannesburg water infrastructure. And we came to the shocking conclusion that in some places of Johannesburg, we're down to about a 19-hour buffer capacity.
Oh, wow.
And so in other words, that means now that the 48 hours has been eroded slowly down to about 20 hours. So we've roughly halved the buffer capacity. And the advice I gave to the developers then was that they should either engage with the municipality or build their own on-site strategic storage. Because this is where we're going to be going in future, where your developments, you know, your residential estates, your commercial estates are going to start having to build in their own internal buffer storage, simply to keep business going and to keep the toilets flushed and the drinking water flowing.
Yeah, it's a real concern, but at least things are being improved. To shut down for improvements, I think, is very, very good news, as long as we all adhere to it. Don't fill your buckets. Don't do anything now. Now it is too late. Professor Anthony Turton, professor at the Center for Environmental Management at the University of the Free State, gave us some perspective, rather, to this issue.